America's 250th, here's where celebrations are taking place. Celebrations across the United States are expected in the coming months as Americans mark the 250th anniversary of the nation's founding. Americans can find parties, fireworks, sporting events, and opportunities to learn about history in various locations. The events are being hosted by individual states and the federal government, which established a task force for celebrations this year. Days after his inauguration, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to provide a grand celebration worthy of the momentous occasion of the 250th anniversary of American independence on July 4, 2026. That order established the Salute to America 250 Task Force, or Task Force 250, for engaging all levels of government, the private sector, nonprofit and educational institutions, and every citizen across the country to celebrate this historic milestone. Washington. Many events have been planned in the nation's capital for the lead-up to the anniversary on July 4, the date the Second Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence, which announced the 13 American colonies' intent to separate from the British monarchy. Events kicked off on December 31, 2025, with videos projected on the Washington Monument to detail the nation's history, from its discovery as the New World to the present day. That ran through January 5 of this year. On May 17, the National Mall will host a national prayer event with worship, testimonies, and music. Streamed to parishes, the event is amplified through coordinated media and a lead-up series with pastors and partners highlighting the church's role in history and civic life, the White House said. On Memorial Day, May 25, there will be a Spirit of America parade, honoring service members and their sacrifice. The White House will also host an Ultimate Fighting Championship event called UFC Freedom 250. That's scheduled to take place on June 14 on the South Lawn of the White House and feature an unprecedented mixed martial arts event. Confirmed fights include Alex Pereira vs. Cyril Gain for the interim UFC heavyweight title and Ilia Topuria vs. Justin Gaethje for the lightweight title. On July 3, the official Countdown 250 ball will take place at the Washington Hilton, about three blocks from the mall. The Black Tie event will launch America's 250th anniversary weekend. The ball will feature six party zones, four live entertainment stages, premium open bars, the All-American Hero Lifetime Achievement Awards, and a signature midnight countdown to the moment America enters its 250th year. Starting on June 25 and running through July 10 of this year, a large-scale celebration at the National Mall will feature pavilions for every state and territory, as well as themed exhibits to highlight topics such as arts, innovation, faith, and agriculture in the United States. The fair will include live performances and traditional fair attractions, as well as interactive exhibits. More than a million Americans are expected to head to the nation's capital on July 4 for what the White House calls one of the grandest displays of patriotism that the world has ever seen. The day will feature remarks from Trump and a fireworks display, which the White House is advertising as the largest pyrotechnics display in the history of the world. It will also include musical performances and ceremonies honoring both service members and everyday Americans. North Dakota. In North Dakota, a new presidential library is slated to open in Medora on July 1. The library will feature exhibits on former President Theodore Roosevelt's life and legacy, as well as galleries and interactive displays. New York. On July 4, New York Harbor will host Sail Forth 250, an international event of tall ships and naval vessels from more than 30 nations. This event will include parades, performances, and public programming. It will also include a naval review, showcasing U.S. ships' power and capabilities. Pennsylvania. The state of Pennsylvania has positioned itself as a centerpiece of the anniversary in materials about the city's events, due to Philadelphia's role in the founding. The city is considered the birthplace of American independence, because the signing of the Declaration of Independence took place at Independence Hall on July 4, 1776. Additionally, Philadelphia served as the nation's capital for portions of the Revolutionary era. According to the city website, Philly goes bigger than ever in 2026, touting the largest Independence Day celebration in the nation, which will close out 16 days of festivities with a giant, free-to-attend event on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. The city expects thousands to head to the city center for the family-friendly event. Post-July events. Throughout 2026, the White House's Freedom 250 initiative has six mobile museums housed in double-wide tractor trailers crossing the nation. The Freedom trucks will travel across all 48 contiguous states with their exhibits, visiting schools, parks, and community events. The goal is to reach millions with the interactive displays on American independence and notable figures from U.S. history. On August 22 to 23, Washington will play host to the Freedom 250 Grand Prix, which will be the first IndyCar race on a street circuit around the National Mall. The White House called the event a historic moment in American motorsport, designed specifically to celebrate the 250th anniversary. In the fall of 2026, the Freedom 250 initiative will launch the Patriot Games, a national competition for high school athletes from every state and territory. The event will pair mentors and students to compete for a $250,000 prize to be split between one male and one female winner.